Lord, we pray now that your word would be a lamp unto our feet, a light to our path. Hide it in our hearts, we may not sin against you. Yeah. Well, simple word out of Ephesians 3. This book and chapter is just full of stuff. To me, the very least of all saints, grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, to bring to light the administration of this mystery for ages, which has been hidden in God who created all things. Bringing the administration is how all this works out in our experience, all the riches of Christ. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord. I skipped the whole verse. Excuse me, verse 10. So that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord. In him we have boldness, and we have confident access to God through faith in him. Well, that really, faith in him, that word in, sometimes when those words, like you've heard me say this before, little words like that in and of can make a world of difference, right? And actually that thing that we have access in him is actually the word that we have the faith of him, right? Total difference. In other words, we have access to God through him, but within us are the riches of Christ, how this thing is supposed to work out in my experience. I actually have the faith of him living within me. All right? Another one over in a familiar verse to us in Galatians 2:20. This is one of our memory verses. For I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ now lives within me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith. Again, in most translations, it's going to say, in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. But actual original Greek says, of the Son of God. Again, I live my life by the faith of the Son of God. It's an incredible thing here, right? Now, this is this mystery, this manifold thing, this administration of God, how this thing is supposed to work out in my experience. We know that that without faith it's impossible to please him, right? So we have this dynamic of my faith in union with his faith. That I have, and you have, dwelling within us, the faith of Christ. That I have access to God through his faith. Okay? And I live my life by the faith of the Son of God. Makes a big difference, okay? Especially if we struggle with, am I ever going to get this faith thing down? Right? And the answer is absolutely. Because you live by, learn to live by his faith. That is a mystery, right? Meaning that there's no absolute way you can understand that. But you celebrate the fact that your faith is in union with his faith. Therefore, with the faith of a mustard seed, we can say to this mountain, be cast into the sea, and it will happen. Okay? Which I've said, and you've heard me say, I'm striving for mustard seed faith, right? Because I've never said, this mountain be cast into the sea, and it's happened, have you? So evidently you are too. So cool. But we have that. Huh? There used to be, right? There used to be. They've all been cast into the sea. But you see how important, I mean, what the Lord is saying, this mystery, which is Christ in us. And he uses that word mystery because he's saying this. You can't understand it. All you can do is experience it. You can experience the riches of Christ. There's no way to understand them because they're unsearchable. Right? You comprehend that which cannot be comprehended. And you have dwelling within us. We have access to God, not only by the faith, but the faith, the very faith of Christ is within you. So we've been, and you'll get them too. Bishop will get them all to you. All these things that we're declaring now. Truth, right? Making proclamation, and we declare. That we believe in our heart and we confess with our mouth, right? That's also not just a salvation word. That's a daily salvation word. I believe in my heart. I confess that it is so and confess that it's true. And I speak it as though it is. Okay? But I can do that, y'all, with the very faith of Christ. I may not feel like I have any faith. Good, because faith is not a feeling. It's a fact, right? But you have within you, again, listen, you have within you, and you're in union with His faith. Jesus has all the faith in the world and in the universe, right? So I carry that. And my faith is now in one with His, in union with His, and therefore I can believe and declare anything, believing that it's going to happen, because I'm declaring it with the faith of Christ. His faith. Speaking through my lips. Through my body. So y'all don't even believe in this. How to get y'all to believe, right? Isn't that so cool? In whom we have boldness. His boldness. Confident. Access and confidence. His. Through the faith of Him. Therefore I ask you not to lose heart at my tribulations on your behalf, for they are your glory. And actually that too, this is a get off on our little exit here. Actually, the way it's written is, I ask you, for you personally, you don't lose heart. If you're going through something, don't lose heart. Because what you're going through is for other people. It's for their glory. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven on earth derives its name. Truly, God knows every family on earth, right? Remember now, this is the topic of my heart. Right? It should be filled up with the fullness of God. You walk by the faith of Him, you have access, right? That you will know the breadth, the length, the height, the depth, know the very love of Christ for you. Now, for Him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we can ask or think, according to or down from His power now that works with Him. To Him be glory to the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever. Right? According to the power that works within us, He's just saying this to us. Now, ask this. Right? If you ask the Lord to give you revelation of what I've just talked about, right? All this stuff, all the wealth, the riches of Christ, His love for you, what this means to be in union with your faith, Lord, this power that works within me, that if you ask that as a prayer, He will do way more than you ask of me. Because now you're asking according to the power working within you. Okay? God always does more than we can ask or think, right? That's just a principle. But this principle right here is written in that He would grant you. That you would have a revelation of this. That you would know, you would be filled up to the fullness of God. Because He wants to give you a revelation of His fullness. He's just simply saying here, now ask it. And if you ask it, He's going to do way more than you ask for things. Isn't that good? I want you to be left with that thought and the thought of daily. Because there's some things you face that are really hard, that seem impossible, that areas you've been crying out for breakthrough for years and all this stuff. And you seem like I can't get the faith to get me there. Well, I was going to say pull the plug on that one. I've just plugged it in for you. Bing! Light, come on. You have His faith. Start declaring it as though it were true. Whatever it is. Instead of, Lord, I thank you for that breakthrough. Lord, thank you that I've been this all my days and I've been, you know, whatever it is in your experience, you're praying that. You have access, remember we just read, with the very faith of Christ. In union, messed, tangled up with your faith. All the faith that He has, which is a lot, right? That created the universe, dwells within us. That blows my mind. But I was just sitting there reading that thing. I was like, oh my God, yeah. There have been some things I've been, you know how you get disheartened or discouraged, you know, even in your own walk, your own life. Thinking, what? fact? Oh, my God, yes. Of course I can believe. I have your faith. I learned to live my life by the faith of the Son of God. Literally. According to his power.